Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It is Thursday, January 23rd. And you may remember back in 2019, Governor Murphy said something that really came back to haunt him when he ran for re-election. He said, if taxes are your issue, then New Jersey's probably not your state. Jack Cittarelli and Republicans put a ton of money behind sharing that clip, and that's something that probably contributed to Murphy having a closer than expected narrow win. Last fall, a wave of discontent over affordability issues helped Republicans regain the White House and the U.S. Senate. And Josh Gottheimer running for governor isn't about to get Cittarelli. Gottheimer on Wednesday unveiled a bold plan to make New Jersey more affordable. It's a plan that he thinks can help him win a Democratic gubernatorial primary. He's proposing a 15% tax cut, property tax cut. He wants to have a $500 annual rebate for renters, a family tax credit, a retired a Jersey incentive for 10-year residents that are over age 70. Gottheimer is proposing a property tax neutral state in what he's calling a Move to Jersey program. If you move to New Jersey, he'll honor the same tax rate you've been paying in your own state for 5 years. It's sort of like ShopRite honoring a competitor's coupon. And for businesses that are moving to New Jersey, Gottheimer is offering a $5,000 per new job tax credit. And here's the best part. Gottheimer says it's all paid for. He says he can pay for his program by making government more efficient, by clawing back money from the federal government and New York. Boy, he hates New York, and going after tax cheats. Now, those are some bold assumptions, and I'm told that he plans to do this while keeping Craig Coughlin's Stay NJ plan intact and maintaining the state's pension payment obligations. So Gottheimer's secret sauce is messaging. It's something he learned working at the White House as Bill Clinton's speechwriter. He honed it beating a seven-term incumbent Republican congressman and holding a seat that for his first few years in Congress was a tough district. And he's good at messaging. And tax cuts can be smart politics, maybe even in a different primary. The Gottheimer plan makes for great sound bites, but he'll need to make sure that it survives the scrutiny of his opponents, the death of editorial boards and the lack of relevancy of newspapers will help him do that. That's everything for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow.